Hi, I am Dragan, and you're listening to the Lunch Break Coach podcast. In today's mini episode, I'm going to talk about focus, one of the things I struggle with a lot. Everyone is fighting for our attention, and everything actually is fighting for our attention. We blame external factors for not letting us focus, but the hard truth is it's all our fault. Staying focused is exhausting and it's easy to get out of shape. Just give me a few days that I have to do something else, and then going back into the flow and regaining my focus, it's as if I'm, you know, preparing to run a competition. We push our boundaries and try to do more than what we can afford, and that drains our ability to be even more focused. In this episode, I will dive into the myths surrounding focus, the challenges that come with focus, and the benefits of regaining our grip on it. I'll offer you quick bites about how to train your focus and explore the relationship between energy and concentration, something that I discovered working with my clients and even experienced it myself as a professional founder and someone who runs his own business. What are the common myths about focus? Myth number one, people can multitask effectively. I hear this a lot and a lot. In reality, multitasking leads to divided attention, it reduces our productivity, and we don't even deliver good quality of work. Myth number two, long hours equal more productivity. Extended work hours can lead to burnout, decrease focus, and not the good return of investments we do in time. Quality often matters more than quantity. Myth number three. Focus requires isolation. Reality is that while solitude can aid concentration, some people thrive when they collaborate with others. It's about finding the right balance. So if you lock yourself in a cell and try to work, that does not guarantee that you're going to have the best focus and productivity. Myth number four, and ironically, I'm saying this when I'm sipping my next sip of coffee. Caffeine alone boosts focus. While caffeine can provide short-term energy boosts, it does not guarantee sustained focus. You can use caffeine strategically and pair it with other healthy habits. It's more about your lifestyle and the health condition you're at the moment. What are the main challenges about focus and how to regain focus? What makes it so challenging? And I'm telling you, this is my struggle every day. Digital distractions. Everything comes and steals our attention. Smartphones, social media, constant notifications. It's a pure hijack of our attention. Mental clutter, overwhelmed minds cannot focus effectively. There's always a thought process going from here and there. Lack of clear goals and priorities. When we're not focused, we don't know where we're going. We're just floating. I mentioned earlier about the relation between focus and energy and how this, you know, affects us. There's an intimate relationship between them. And I noticed with my life, I explored a lot the topic because I was wondering, okay, how come I'm more focused in sometimes and how I'm not in others when the conditions are exactly the same? When your energy is depleted, your ability to concentrate disappears. Maintaining focus requires a lot of energy. Let's be honest with this. Our brains are consuming energy even when we're doing nothing, when we are resting. But when we are focused on a task, our brains use even more energy. This is because we're using different parts of our brains to think critically, solve problems, and make decisions. So taking care of your whole self by getting enough sleep, eating well, and being active can make miracles for your energy, and you can focus better. So, how we can regain our focus? In my practice, I identify 7 simple steps that you can try, and this will help you to regain your focus. I use this with myself, and with my clients. Step number one. Make an energy map. Notice when your energy is up, when your energy is down, when you're feeling drained, and when you're feeling recharged. Also notice how focused you are during these periods and take a note. And like that, you're going to see a chart. Okay, I have good energy in the morning. I am not very good in the afternoon. Then I gain concentration in later on. Like that, you're going to be able to plan your most focused work when you are at a high level energy. In order to have good energy, you need to sleep and rest. So this is number two. How you rest, how you sleep. There's a lot about quality of sleep. And the more we sleep, the more we rested, and the more focused we are. Another thing you can do is introduce some idle time during the day. So time when you do nothing. Couple of minutes so your brain can recharge and come back to good focus. Number three is set the mindset of doing one thing at a time. We mentioned about how draining multitasking it is. Plan your tasks in a way that you do something, you finish it to the end or to a reasonable point, park it, and then move on the next one. And don't forget, put a little break between them. Changing focus from one thing to another is draining. Number four, set the right priorities. What's important for you today, this month, or this year? How are you using your focus, time, and energy based on what your priorities are? Make an inventory of what drains your focus and try to remove these things rather than trying to serve them. Number five, it's about how we use technology. Very simple. Imagine you're on an airplane. You have to switch on the airplane mode. I was talking about someone recently and she told me, when I'm in the airplane, I'm the most creative person because there are no distractions. So create this airplane mode feeling. Trust me, the people that need to find you, they will always find you. Number six is time blocking. Block time for creative work and block time for logical work. They both need different types of concentration and different energy input. You can't make technical reports and send invoices and at the same time trying to create a completely new proposal for a client. Number seven. Train your focus. This is the funny part. You can train your focus the same way you're training for run to run your first 5K. I've done this, the 5K, and I use the same approach training my focus. And I also do this with my clients, and we see very good results. The technique we use is very simple. It's used by many people. It's called the Pomodoro technique. It's installing a timer and starting to go with periods of focus and rest, periods of focus and rest. At the moment, I can do 25 minutes focus and 5 minutes rest with no problem, and my productivity is super good. Bonus tip, something that I would like to add here, which is very, very important. Learn to say positive no. Say no to the things that you don't need to do. Say it in a positive way and make sure that you protect your time and energy for what truly matters. Saying no is empowering and liberating. I hope this was useful for you, and I look forward to hear your feedback. But if you would like to continue working on this, get in touch with me and we can go on a call and see how we can make this working for you.